This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, 97.1 Jim Costa without John Jansen or Heather Park today. But don't worry, we've got Stoney in.
What up?
Good morning, Stoney.
Good. How was your fourth?
Good.
Yeah.
Nice and relaxing. Got Gov and Greg behind the glass. Dustin Fioco on the updates. 4th of July, fireworks really weren't even that bad all weekend.
No, they were actually cool.
I had a good time, yeah.
Boat in the middle of one of the lakes, and there were fireworks all over the place. It was weird because I wasn't feeling great, and they went out on the boat. And I said, I'm going to stay inside and just watch the Tiger game. And
which night was this?
It was Friday night or Saturday. Yeah, the 4th, Friday night.
Yeah.
So I come, and then so I get a text from my daughter because they're bringing in the dog. So why don't Dad come on the boat? So I said, all right. And so I stayed for the fireworks.
Fireworks on a boat. Great call.
It was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
We had a ton Friday night. We had a little bit Saturday night and really none last night.
We had a few last night.
Did you?
After 11. But, you know, whatever.
I mean, I
don't care.
It's not.
No.
Not a big deal.
I'm happy I can hear them.
Is that the point you've reached?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy you could hear the fireworks.
Yes, absolutely.
You did ask how cats react to them.
Yes.
So Friday night, he was not doing well with all the fireworks, mm-hmm. but we built him like a little fort, and then he got preoccupied, and he was doing his own little thing with the blankets and whatever. So cats, I don't think nearly as bad as dogs. I know people with dogs, fireworks are the worst time of the year.
I've had dogs throughout my whole marriage, so to speak, and then we had dogs react in different ways. The older one now, because she's losing her hearing a little bit, but so she can feel certain things and she goes in the closet. The other one's deaf, so it's no big deal. It's just another day in the office for Sammy.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
So there you go. 4th of July weekend is here and gone. Highlight of that weekend for me, breaking out the brooms, baby.
Oh, yes.
Sweeping these Guardians right out of Cleveland.
You know, they're one of those teams you just love to beat the crap out of.
Never gets old.
And they didn't beat the crap out of them. I mean, it was a three-game sweep. But,
yeah.
I mean, it was just...
But think about it. You get the tension of every game.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, you leave with a smile. Mm-hmm. Three straight. Now, they've lost 10 in a row. You've sent them further into this tailspin. 15 and a half games back. This team won the AL Central a year ago. Mm-hmm. Was in the ALCS a year ago. Has been a thorn in our side.
I didn't do their elimination number. I mean, the Tigers' magic number is 59. 13 and a half league game lead.
Some people will still be mad at us for pointing it out.
I don't care.
But whatever. Reality is reality. It doesn't matter if you don't like it. The Tigers are running away with this division.
Yeah.
You can't say it. Well, we are. And the Tigers, to me, that was the most satisfying game of the season Sunday. And I know we've had some fun ones. Look, I mean, in route to the best record in the American League, we've had a ton of wins. And whether it was a Javi walk-off against the Red Sox or Skubal's complete game, we've had some great games. To me, Sunday was the pinnacle because you thought you'd lost it in the ninth, only to have McKinstry save the day. He comes in as a pinch runner.
Yeah.
Steals a bag. Had to be reviewed.
Yes.
But he did steal that bag.
Yeah, this was the right call.
He scores on the wild pitch, and it's because instinctively he was close. He took a couple cheat steps, and he was ready to capitalize on a wild pitch.
I can't remember, and I've been watching baseball since Ty Cobb. No. I can't remember a guy scoring on a wild pitch where the ball really wasn't that far away.
It didn't go back to the cage. No.
I mean, it was amazing.
He is grit personified. He is one of these dudes who represents who the Tigers are as a ball club. And then, Stoney, the best part of it all to me is he's got to go play first base for the first time in his major league career.
Right, use Torque's glove.
Yeah, he's using Torque. He's like, whatever it takes. I mean, Zach McKinstry is whatever it takes. And, of course, the Tigers feed on it and hit a couple bombs.
Yes.
And Riley, who had been struggling against Cleveland, hits a bomb.
Struggling? He was 0-16 with 10 strikeouts heading into that at-bat, including striking out with the bases loaded in his previous at-bat. Looking. He was like, you know, Riley Green goes through these, you know, ups and downs more than any other player, I think. And he goes up. And Sweeney's first home run in his career off of a fastball?
Yeah. And Cade Smith's first given up all season, the power reliever for these guys. It was everything. I mean,
yes.
I don't want to make too big a deal out of one regular season game in July, but if we're going to ask what's the most satisfying win of the season, to me it was on Sunday. Because it was a little bit everything.
Yeah, and look, and the pitching all weekend, the bullpen made you nervous a little bit, obviously, but the starting pitching was really, really good. Obviously, Olsen coming back was good. Mize was great on Saturday. And Scooble was Scooble. But offensively, I mean, they had three hits in 18 innings going in their last 18 innings going into the 10th inning. In the first 27 innings of the series, three runs, 10 hits. That's not going to win most baseball games, but this team,
How much of that, too, is that we saw, well, I don't know if Cleveland's going to make the playoffs. Those are the kind of games you have to win in the playoffs,
true.
Right? When, hey,
no
it's offense is hard to come by, and you got to find a way to win a close 2-1 ball game, a 1-0 ball game, a game that goes into extras. You have to find a way to win those games if you're going to win in the postseason.
And what shouldn't be overlooked and going down, you know, what happened yesterday in that game, you know, you talked about, you know, McKinstry playing first base for the first time. I mean, it's not the, I wouldn't call it a no-brainer, but not every manager is going to pinch run for Torkelson in that situation.
Right, on first. Some would do it on second because
correct.
A single could score you.
That was a brilliant move.
You'd have to do that. I don't think that was a, I actually was wondering why he was out there for the first batter that came up. Who came up right after Torque? He didn't pinch run.
Not initially. You're right. No. So there was a fly ball and he had to get back to first.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, you look at this. That was a magical win yesterday.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Like, I actually was kind of waiting for you guys to send your prep and say that is the best win of the year because I thought it was.
Yeah.
What you said about McKinstry playing first for the first time ever in his career in the 10th inning, Trey Sweeney also hit his first home run off a fastball in his career in that 10th inning.
Yeah.
It's just. It's laughable. It's kind of, it's ridiculous.
And against those guys. Against those guys, too. I mean, I do think it matters that it's against Cleveland for people.
And it's against
the one
Cade
team.
Smith, who killed them in the playoffs last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you get a Scooble start on top of it where he strikes out 10. Like, it was the game of the year for the Tigers.
Right. And look, they were fortunate. I will never know, but they were fortunate that, you know, Classe hits Torkelson.
Yep.
I mean, out of nowhere.
But you get, I mean, one
yes,
base runner.
Exactly.
And you don't score if it's not McKinstry with two great plays on the base paths.
Right. They don't get a hit. They
right.
score the
they
tie.
They score not a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they bust the game open in extras. But again, the team feeds off of that stuff.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sweep the Guardians over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Most satisfying game of the year, you tell us. 248-539-9797. And there have been some great ones this season.
Yeah.
But this to me, because of who it's against, because of how they did it. Because
where it was.
Great point. It reinforces who this baseball team is. Mm-hmm. This gritty team. I know we overdo the grit thing, but that was a gritty win.
I know.
Sonny, your point, they're not getting any hits.
No.
They're going to drop the third game, and it wouldn't have been a huge deal. They would have taken the series. Right. But I think to put the exclamation mark, the emphatic, like burying Cleveland, rubbing their nose in it. They've struggled. This is now 10 in a row.
I know.
Rubbing their nose in it.
And for the Tigers, it's coming off a series that they lost to Washington, a team that fired their manager and their general manager yesterday.
On the eve of the draft?
Yeah.
The draft is this month, like a week away.
Yeah, which actually proves that the general manager basically just lets, in all these teams, you let the scouts do most of it.
He's just handing in the card. Mm-hmm. Someone else will hand in the card.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. When the game was done, we found out who was in the All-Star game. And we knew we had three Tigers. We kind of knew we had four because of Scooble. Mm-hmm. But it was only four.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Oh, come on. You're supposed to be outraged today.
You know, enough of that. Enough of the outrage. And then I hear some people say, well, they should get rid of the rule where you have to have one representative from each team. No. No. I mean, granted, I don't want to say, when I was a kid, when the Phillies stunk, and they always look forward to the introductions of the one guy from your team. And I know people, how many times did we have what? Was Bobby Higginson an All-Star one year? One of these.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, they had some really.
Oh, we've had some. Jimenez was our All-Star one year.
But it's cool to see your team, especially when you're a kid, get introduced and then you get tip of the cap. So, yeah, I mean.
Does shrink the pool when you have to put one Angel in and you have to put one.
Well, they expanded the rosters too, so as well. So there's just a lot of. There's other players. There's other guys that, got. Snubbed more than our guys.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and yell and scream about we didn't get five or six All-Stars. Now, some people may have someone they want to stump for. If you want to make a case for someone, we'll leave the lines open for you. Certainly want Tiger fans to speak their mind today.
Do you remember the last time they had four All-Stars?
Four All-Star starters?
Or four All-Stars in the game.
Period?
Yeah.
I know the last time they had three was 2007. I just don't even, when was it?
Last time they had four All-Stars.
Was it 80s?
2015.
Wait, what?
2015, they had four All-Stars.
The Tigers did?
Yep. Cabrera, J.D. Martinez, David Price, and Jose Iglesias.
Okay. I thought I had seen the last time. Oh, three starters was 2007.
Yes.
Okay. And we had Price in 2015. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Jose Iglesias.
Jose Iglesias.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.